Chapter 4. Machine Learning Library. Scikit-Learn 101. Machine learning libraries are sensitive routines and functions that are written in any given language. Software developers require a robust set of libraries to perform complex tasks without needing to rewrite multiple lines of code. Machine learning is largely based on mathematical optimization, probability, and statistics. Python is the language of choice in the field of machine learning, credited to consistent development time and flexibility. It is well suited to develop sophisticated models and production engines that can be directly plugged into production systems. One of its greatest assets being an extensive set of libraries that can help researchers who are less equipped with developer knowledge to easily execute machine learning. Scikit-Learn has evolved as the gold standard for machine learning using Python, offering a wide variety of supervised and unsupervised machine learning algorithms. It is touted as one of the most user-friendly and cleanest machine learning libraries to date. For example, decision trees, clustering, linear and logistics regressions, and k-means. Scikit-Learn uses a couple of basic Python libraries, NumPy and SciPy, and adds a set of algorithms for data mining tasks, including classification, regression, and clustering. It is also capable of implementing tasks like feature selection, transforming data, and ensemble methods in only a few lines. In 2007, David Cornapo developed the foundational code of Scikit-Learn as part of a Summer of Code project for Google. Scikit-Learn has become one of Python's most famous open-source machine learning libraries since its launch in 2007. But it wasn't until 2010 that Scikit-Learn was released for public use. Scikit-Learn is an open-sourced and BSD-licensed data mining and data analysis tool used to develop supervised and unsupervised machine learning algorithms built on Python. Scikit-Learn offers various ML algorithms, such as classification, regression, dimensionality reduction, and clustering. It also offers modules for feature extraction, data processing, and module evaluation. Designed as an extension to the SciPy library, Scikit-Learn is based on NumPy and Matplotlib, the most popular Python libraries. NumPy expands Python to support efficient operations on big arrays and multidimensional matrices. Matplotlib offers visualization tools, and science computing modules are provided by SciPy. For scholarly studies, Scikit-Learn is popular because it has a well-documented, easy-to-use, and flexible API. Developers can utilize Scikit-Learn for their experiments with various algorithms by only altering a few lines of the code. Scikit-Learn also provides a variety of training datasets, enabling developers to focus on algorithms instead of data collection and cleaning. Many of the algorithms of Scikit-Learn are quick and scalable to all but huge datasets. Scikit-Learn is known for its reliability, and automated tests are available for much of the library. Scikit-Learn is extremely popular with beginners in machine learning to start implementing simple algorithms. Prerequisites for application of Scikit-Learn library. The Scikit-Learn library is based on the SciPy, Scientific Python, which needs to be installed before using Scikit-Learn. This stack involves the following. NumPy. Base n-dimensional array package. NumPy is the basic package with Python to perform scientific computations. It includes, among other things, a powerful n-dimensional array object, sophisticated broadcasting functions, tools for integrating C or C++ and Fortran code, useful linear algebra, Fourier transform, and random number capabilities. NumPy is widely reckoned as an effective multidimensional container of generic data, in addition to its apparent scientific uses. It is possible to define arbitrary data types. This enables NumPy to integrate with a broad variety of databases seamlessly and quickly. The primary objective of NumPy is the homogeneity of multidimensional array. It consists of an element table, generally numbers, all of which are of the same sort and are indicated by tuples of non-negative integers. The dimensions of NumPy are called axes, and array class is called ndarray. Matplotlib, comprehensive 2D 3D plotting. Matplotlib is a two-dimensional graphic generation library from Python that produces high-quality numbers across a range of hard copy formats and interactive environments. The Python script, the Python, IPython shells, the Jupyter notebook, the web app servers, and select user interface toolkits can be used with Matplotlib. Matplotlib attempts to further simplify easy tasks and make difficult tasks feasible. With only a few lines of code, you can produce tracks, histograms, scatter plots, bar graphs, error graphs, etc. A MATLAB-like interface is provided for easy plotting of the PyPlot module, especially when coupled with IPython. As a power user, you can regulate the entire line styles, fonts properties, and axis properties through an object-oriented interface or a collection of features similar to the one provided to MATLAB users. SciPy, fundamental library for scientific computing. SciPy is a collection of mathematical algorithms and convenience functions built on the NumPy extension of Python, capable of adding more impact to interactive Python sessions by offering high-level data manipulation and visualization commands and courses for the user. An interactive Python session with SciPy becomes an environment that rivals data processing and system prototyping technologies, including MATLAB, IDL, Octave, RLab, and Scilab. Another advantage of developing SciPy on Python is the accessibility of a strong programming language in the development of advanced programs and specific apps. Scientific apps using SciPy benefit from developers around the globe developing extra modules in countless software landscape niches. Everything produced has been made accessible to the Python programmer, from database subroutines and classes as well as parallel programming to the web. These powerful tools are provided along with the SciPy mathematical libraries. IPython, Enhanced Interactive Console. IPython, Interactive Python, is an interface or command shell for interactive computing using a variety of programming languages. IPython was initially created exclusively for Python, which supports introspection, rich media, shell syntax, tab completion, and history. Some of the functionalities provided by IPython include interactive shells, terminal and Qt-based, browser-based notebook interface with code, text, math, inline plots and other media support, support for interactive data visualization, and use of GUI toolkits, flexible interpreters that can be embedded to load into your own projects, tools for parallel computing. SymPy, Symbolic Mathematics. Developed by Andrzej Czertyk and Aaron Mura, SymPy is an open-source Python library for symbolic computation. It offers algebra computing abilities to other apps as a standalone app and or as a library, as well as live on the internet applications with SymPy Live or SymPy Gamma. SymPy is easy to install and test because it is completely developed in Python, boasting limited dependencies. SymPy involves characteristics ranging from calculus, algebra, discrete mathematics, and quantum physics to fundamental symbolic arithmetic. The outcome of the computations can be formatted as LaTeX code. In combination with a straightforward, expandable code base in a widespread programming language, the ease of access provided by SymPy makes it a computer algebra system with comparatively low entry barrier. Pandas, Data Structures and Analysis. Pandas provide highly intuitive and user-friendly high-level data structures. Pandas has achieved popularity in the machine learning algorithm developer community with built-in techniques for data aggregation, grouping, and filtering, as well as results of time series analysis. The Pandas library has two primary structures, one-dimensional series and two-dimensional data frames. Seaborn, data visualization. Seaborn is derived from the matplotlib library and an extremely popular visualization library. It is a high-level library that can generate specific kinds of graph, including heat map, time series, and violin plots. Installing scikit-learn. The latest version of scikit-learn can be found on scikit-learn.org and requires Python version 3.5 or above, NumPy version 1.11.0 or above, SciPy version 0.17.0 or above, Joblib version 0.11 or above. The plotting capabilities or functions of scikit-learn start with plot underscore and require matplotlib version 1.5.1 or above. Certain scikit-learn examples may need additional applications, like scikit-image version 0.12.3 or above, or pandas version 0.18.0 or above. With the previous versions of NumPy and SciPy, the best method of installing scikit-learn is using pip. Pip install-u scikit-learn or conda:conda install scikit-learn. One must make sure that binary wheels are utilized when using pip and that NumPy and SciPy have not been recompiled from source, which may occur with the use of specific OS and hardware settings, for example, Linux on a Raspberry Pi. Developing NumPy and SciPy from source tends to be complicated, particularly on Windows. Therefore, they need to be set up carefully, making sure optimized execution of linear algebra routines is achievable. Application of machine learning using scikit-learn library. To understand how scikit-learn library is used in development of machine learning algorithm, let us use the sales_win_loss dataset from IBM's Watson repository, containing data obtained from a sales campaign of a wholesale supplier of automotive parts. We will build a machine learning model to predict which sales campaign will be a winner and which will incur a loss. The dataset can be imported using pandas and explored using pandas techniques such as head, open parentheses, close parentheses, tail, open close parentheses, and dtypes, open close parentheses. The plotting techniques from Seaborn will be used to visualize the data. To process the data, scikit-learn's preprocessing.labelencoder open close parentheses will be used, and train_test_split open close parentheses to divide the dataset into a training subset and testing subset. To generate predictions from our dataset, three different algorithms will be used, namely linear support vector classification and k-nearest neighbors classifier. To compare the performances of these algorithms, scikit-learn library technique, accuracy_score, will be used. The performance score of the models can be visualized using scikit-learn and yellow brick visualization. Importing the dataset. To import the sales_win_loss dataset from IBM's Watson repository, the first step is importing the pandas module using import pandas as pd. Then we leverage a variable URL as https://community.watsonanalytics.com/wp-content/2015/04/wa_fn-usec_hyphen-win-loss.csv. To store the URL from which the dataset will be downloaded. Now, read_csv open close parentheses as sales_data equals pd.read _CSV, open parentheses, URL, close parentheses. Technique will be used to read the above CSV or comma-separated values file, which is supplied by the Pandas module. The CSV file will then be converted into a Pandas data framework, with the return variable as sales_data, where the framework will be stored. For new Pandas users, the pd.readcsv open close parentheses technique in the code mentioned above will generate a tabular data structure called data framework, where an index for each row is contained in the first column, and the label or name for each column in the first row are the initial column names acquired from the dataset. In the above code snippet, the salesData variable results in a table depicted in the picture below. In the diagram above, the row 0, row 1, row 2 represent individual record index, and the col 0, col 1, col 2 represent the names for individual columns or features of the dataset. With this step, you have successfully stored a copy of the dataset and transformed it into a Pandas framework. Now, using the head open close parentheses as sales_data.head open close parentheses technique, the records from the data framework can be displayed as shown below to get a feel of the information contained in the dataset. Data exploration. Now that we have our copy of the dataset, which has been transformed into a Pandas data frame, we can quickly explore the data to understand what information can be gathered from it, and accordingly to plan a course of action. In any ML project, data exploration tends to be a very critical phase. Even a fast dataset exploration can offer us significant information that could be easily missed otherwise. And this information can propose significant questions that we can then attempt to answer using our project. Some third-party Python libraries will be used here to assist us with the processing of the data, so that we can efficiently use this data with the powerful algorithms of scikit-learn. The same head open close parentheses technique that we used to see some initial records of the imported dataset in the earlier section can be used here. As a matter of fact, open parentheses head closed parentheses is effectively capable of doing much more than displaying data record and customize the head open close parentheses technique to display only selected records with commands, like sales_data.head open parentheses n equals 2 close parentheses. This command will selectively display the first two records of the dataset. At first sight, it's obvious that columns such as supply group and region contain string data, while columns such as opportunity result, opportunity number, etc. are comprised of integer values. It can also be seen that there are unique identifiers for each record in the opportunity number column. Similarly, to display select records from the bottom of the table, the tail open close parentheses as sales_data.tail open close parentheses can be used. To view the different data types available in the dataset, the Pandas technique dtypes open close parentheses as sales_data.dtypes can be used. With this information, the data columns available in the framework can be listed with their respective data types. We can figure out, for example, that the column supplies subgroup is an object data type, and that the column client size by revenue is an integer data type. So, we have an understanding of columns that either contain integer values or string data. Data visualization. At this point, we are through the basic data exploration steps. So we will not attempt to build some appealing plots to portray the information visually and discover other concealed narratives from our dataset. Of all the available Python libraries providing data visualization features, Seaborn is one of the best available options, so we will be using the same. Make sure that the Python plots module provided by Seaborn has been installed on your system and ready to be used. Now, follow the steps below to generate the desired plot for the dataset. Step 1. Import the seaborne module with the command import seaborne as SNS. Step 2. Import the matplotlib module with command import matplotlib.pyplot as PLT. Step 3. To set the background color of the plot as white, use command sns.set open parentheses style equals speech marks white grid speech marks comma color underscore codes equals true close parentheses. Step 4. To set the plot size for all plots, use command sns.set open parentheses rc equals open braces apostrophe figure.figsize apostrophe colon open parentheses 11.7 comma 8.27 close parentheses close braces close parentheses. Step 5. To generate a count plot, use command sns.countplot open parentheses apostrophe route to market apostrophe comma data equals sales underscore data comma hue space equals space apostrophe opportunity result apostrophe close parentheses. Step 6. To remove the top and bottom margins, use command sns.dspine open parentheses offset equals 10 comma trim equals true close parentheses. Step 7. To display the plot, use command plotplt.show open close parentheses. Quick recap. The seaborne and matplotlib modules were imported first. Then, the set open close parentheses technique was used to define the distinct characteristics for our plot, such as plot style and color. The background of the plot was defined to be white using the code snippet sns.set open parentheses style equals speech marks white grid speech marks comma color codes equals true close parentheses. Then the plot size was defined using command sns.set open parentheses rc equals open braces apostrophe figure.figsize apostrophe colon open parentheses 11.7 comma 8.27 close parentheses close braces close parentheses. That defined the size of the plot as 11.7 pixels and 8.27 pixels. Next, the command sns.countplot open parentheses apostrophe route to market apostrophe comma data equals sales data comma hue equals apostrophe opportunity result apostrophe close parentheses was used to generate the plot. The countplot open close parentheses technique enables the creation of a countplot, which can expose multiple arguments to customize the countplot according to our requirements. As part of the first countplot open close argument, the x-axis was defined as the column route to market from the dataset. The next argument concerns the source of the dataset, which would be sales underscore data data framework we imported earlier. The third argument is the color of the bar graphs that was defined as blue for the column labeled 1 and green for the column labeled loss. Data pre-processing. By now, you should have a clear understanding of what information is available in the dataset. From the data exploration step, we established that majority of the columns in our dataset are string data, but scikit-learn can only process numerical data. Fortunately, the scikit-learn library offers us many ways to convert string data into numerical data. For example, label encoder, open-close parentheses technique. To transform categorical labels from the dataset, such as won and loss, into numerical values, we will use the label encoder open-close parentheses technique. Let's look at the pictures below to see what we are attempting to accomplish with the label encoder open-close parentheses technique. The first image contains one column labeled color with three records, namely red, green, and blue. Using the label encoder open-close parentheses technique, the record in the same color column can be converted to numerical values, as shown in the second image. Let's begin the real process of conversion now. using the fit transform open close parentheses technique given by label encoder open close parentheses, the labels in the categorical column, like route to market, can be encoded and converted to numerical labels, comparable to those shown in the diagrams above. The function fit transform open close parentheses requires input labels identified by the user, and consequently returns encoded labels. To know how the encoding is accomplished, let's go through an example quickly. The code instance below constitutes string data in form of a list of cities, such as Paris, 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 Tokyo, Amsterdam, that will be encoded into something comparable to 2, 2, 1, 3. Step 1. To import the required module, use the command from sklearn import preprocessing. Step 2. To create the label encoder object, use command le equals preprocessing dot label encoder open close parentheses. Step 3. To convert the categorical columns into numerical values, use command encoded underscore value equals le dot fit underscore transform open parentheses open bracket speech marks Paris speech marks comma speech marks Paris speech marks comma speech marks Tokyo speech marks comma speech marks Amsterdam speech marks close bracket close parentheses print open parentheses encoded underscore value close parentheses open bracket 1 1 2 0 close bracket. And there you have it. We have just converted our string data labels into numerical values. The first step was importing the preprocessing module that offers the label encoder open close parentheses technique. Following the development of an object representing the label encoder open close parentheses type. Then, fit underscore transform open close parentheses function of the object was used to distinguish between distinct classes of the list. Paris, Paris, Tokyo, Amsterdam, and output the encoded values of 1120. Did you observe the label encoder open close parentheses technique assigned the numerical values to the classes in alphabetical order, according to the initial letter of the classes? For example, Amsterdam was assigned code 0, Paris was assigned code 1, and Tokyo was assigned code 2. Creating training and test subsets. To know the interactions between distinct characteristics and how these characteristics influence the target variable, a machine learning algorithm must be trained on a collection of information. We need to split the complete data into two subsets to accomplish this. One subset will serve as the training dataset, which will be used to train our algorithm to construct machine learning models. The other subset will serve as the test dataset, which will be used to test the accuracy of the predictions generated by the machine learning model. The first phase in this stage is the separation of feature and target variables using the steps below. Step 1. To select data excluding select columns, use command select columns other than apostrophe opportunity number apostrophe comma apostrophe opportunity result apostrophe calls equals open bracket call for call in sales underscore data dot columns if not call not in open bracket apostrophe opportunity number apostrophe comma apostrophe opportunity result apostrophe close bracket, close bracket. Step 2. To drop these columns, use command dropping the apostrophe opportunity number apostrophe and apostrophe opportunity result apostrophe columns. Data equals sales underscore data open bracket calls close bracket. Step 3. To assign the opportunity result column as target, use command target equals sales underscore data, open bracket, apostrophe, opportunity result, apostrophe, close bracket. Data.head, open parentheses, n equals 2, close parentheses. The opportunity number column was removed since it just acts as a unique identifier for each record. The opportunity result contains the predictions we want to generate, so it becomes our target variable and can be removed from the dataset for this phase. The first line of the above code will select all the columns except opportunity number and opportunity result, and assign these columns to a variable calls. Then, using the columns in the calls variable, a new data framework was developed. This is going to be the feature set. Next, the column opportunity result from the sales data frame was used to develop a new data framework called target. The second phase in this stage concerns the separation of the data frameworks into training and testing subsets using the steps below. Depending on the dataset and desired predictions, it needs to be split into training and testing subset accordingly. For this exercise, we will use 75% of the data as training subset, and the rest 25% will be used for the testing subset. We will leverage the train_test_split open-close parentheses technique in scikit-learn to separate the data using steps and code, as below. Step 1. To import the required module, use the command from sklearn.model_selection import train_test_split. Step 2. To separate the dataset, use command split dataset into train and test sets data_train, data_test, target_train, target_test equals train_test_split open parentheses data comma target comma test underscore size equals 0.30 comma random_state equals 10 close parentheses. With the code above, the train_test_split module was first imported, followed by the use of train_test_split open close parentheses technique to generate training subset open parentheses data_train, target_train close parentheses and testing subset open parentheses data_test, data_train close parentheses. The train_test_split open-close parentheses technique's first argument pertains to the features that were divided in the preceding stage. The next argument relates to the target, opportunity result. The third test size argument is the proportion of the data we wish to divide and use as a testing subset. We are using 30% for this example, although it can be any amount. The fourth random state argument is used to make sure that the results can be reproduced every time. Building the machine learning model. The machine_learning_map provided by scikit-learn is widely used to choose the most appropriate ML algorithm for the dataset. For this exercise, we will be using linear support vector classification and k-nearest neighbors classifier algorithms. Linear support vector classification. Linear support vector classification, or linear SVC, is a subclassification of support vector machine, or SVM algorithm, which we have reviewed in Chapter 2 of this book, titled Machine Learning Algorithms. Using linear SVC, the data can be divided into different planes, so the algorithm can identify the optimal group structure for all the data classes. Here are the steps and code for this algorithm to build our first ML model. Step 1. To import the required models, use commands from sklearn.svm import linearsvc and from sklearn.metrics import accuracy_score. Step 2. To develop a linear SVC object type, use command svc_model equals linear SVC open parentheses random_state equals 0 close parentheses. Step 3. To train the algorithm and generate predictions from the testing data, use command pred equals svc_model.fit open parentheses, data underscore train, comma, target underscore train, close parentheses, dot predict, open parentheses, data underscore test, close parentheses. Step 4. To display the model accuracy score, use command print, open parentheses, apostrophe, linear SVC accuracy, colon, apostrophe, comma, accuracy underscore score, open parentheses, target underscore test, comma, pred, comma, normalize equals true, close parentheses, close parentheses. With the code above, the required modules were imported in the first step. We then developed a type of linear SVC using SVC underscore model object with random underscore state as 0. The random underscore state command instructs the built-in random number generator to shuffle the data in a particular order. In step 3, the linear SVC algorithm is trained on the training dataset and subsequently used to generate predictions for the target from the testing data. The accuracy underscore score open close parentheses technique was used in the end to verify the accuracy score of the model, which could be displayed as linear SVC accuracy colon 0.777811004785, for instance. K nearest neighbors classifier. The K nearest neighbors, or KNN algorithm, is referred to as a non-parametric method used for classification and regression in pattern recognition. In cases of classification and regression, the input consists of the nearest k closest training examples in the feature space. KNN is a form of instance-based learning, or lazy learning, in which the function is only locally estimated and all calculations are delayed until classification. The output is driven by the fact whether the classification or regression method is used for KNN. K-nearest neighbors classification. The output is a member of the class. An object is classified by its neighbors' plurality vote, assigning the object to the most prevalent class among its nearest K-neighbors, where K denotes a small positive integer. If K equals 1, the object is simply allocated to the closest neighbor's class. K-nearest neighbors regression. The output is the object's property value, which is computed as an average of the k nearest neighbor's values. A helpful method for both classification and regression can be assigning weights to the neighbor's contributions, to allow closer neighbors to make more contributions in the average, compared to the neighbors located far apart. For instance, a known weighting scheme is to assign each neighbor a weight of 1 divided by d, where d denotes the distance from the neighbor. The neighbors are selected from a set of objects for which the class for KNN classification or the feature value of the object for KNN regression is known. Here are the steps and code for this algorithm to build our next ML model. Step 1. To import required modules, use the command from sklearn.neighbors import kNeighbors classifier and from sklearn.metrics import accuracy underscore score. Step 2. To create object of the classifier, use command ne equals kNeighbor classifier open parentheses n underscore neighbors equals 3 close parentheses. Step 3. To train the algorithm, use command ne.fit open parentheses data underscore train comma target underscore train, close parentheses. Step 4. To generate predictions, use command pred equals ne.predict open parentheses data underscore test, close parentheses. Step 5. To evaluate accuracy, use command print open parentheses apostrophe k neighbors accuracy score colon apostrophe comma accuracy underscore score open parentheses, target underscore test, comma, pred, close parentheses, close parentheses. With the code above, The required modules were imported in the first step. We then developed the object nay of type kneighbors classifier, with the volume of neighbors as n underscore neighbors equals 3. In the next step, the fit open close parentheses technique was used to train the algorithm on the training dataset. Next, the model was tested on the testing dataset using predict open close parentheses technique. Finally, the accuracy score was obtained, which could be kneighbors accuracy score colon 0.814550580998, for instance. Now that our preferred algorithms have been introduced, the model with the highest accuracy score can be easily selected. But wouldn't it be great if we had a way to compare the distinct model's efficiency visually? In scikit-learn, we can use the Yellow Brick library, which offers techniques for depicting various scoring techniques visually.